Welcome, welcome. Welcome on the call tonight. Glory to God in the highest and peace among all men. Hey, I pray you had a wonderful supernatural resurrection Sunday. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can declare that in Him we move and we have our being. Certainly, the enemy has nothing on us. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So declare, we can declare tonight, it is finished. Our lives may not look like it's finished, but let me tell you, it is finished. That's what Jesus said when he went to the cross, when he died. He actually took the keys from the enemy and he basically gave it over to us. So tonight, before we go in to intercede for our family and for our friends tonight, let us pray and invite the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one that have all the insight. The Holy Spirit is our leader. He is our guide. Hallelujah tonight. The Father God declare by the Holy Spirit that, as a matter of fact, Jesus said when he leave, even though all three of them is one, they have different functions, right? So Jesus said when he leave, he's going to send the Comforter. And when the Comforter comes, the Comforter will lead, the Comforter will guide, and the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit himself, the third party of the Godhead, will show you things to come. So tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Messiah, our King, the one who we are joined here with and in the kingdom, in the heaven and in the earth. We bow ourselves, but before we bow, we ask you to cleanse us and to wash us, to clean us with the blood of Jesus. That way we are fit for the Master's use. Oh, yeah. And when we come before you praying and interceding for anyone or ourselves or anybody, once the blood of Jesus has been shown, the enemy has no place. The enemy has no authority because none will be given to him because we know better that the word said to resist him and he will flee. So tonight we come and we hide ourselves behind the cross. Behind the cross. That way you, Jesus Christ, can comfort in the earth. And you can minister through us by the Spirit. So, Spirit of the Living God, we welcome you tonight to come. We welcome you tonight to change. We welcome you tonight to lead and to guide. We welcome you tonight to show up and to display yourself openly that men may see and know that you are alive and you are not dead. We do welcome you tonight, Father. And we say thank you, Holy Spirit, as we hide ourselves behind the cross. And let you comfort and glorify yourself through us, precious Holy Spirit. This night, we pray for every single person, the ones that's online right now, and the ones who are getting ready to be online, and the ones who are going to listen and hear when the recording, when Ken put up the recording tomorrow or anytime he get ready to put it up, they'll be able to get the same information, receive the same anointing, receive the same deliverance from those words that the Spirit of God will bring forth tonight. Because we see it is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. Man does not know nothing. Man knows nothing. The Holy Spirit of the show, give us the information, give us that information, or else we're just like dried up cymbals, making noise, empty barrels, making most noise. We need the Holy Spirit of the Living God. So we welcome you here tonight, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, as I hide myself behind the cross of the living God. And I pray that you will come forth and you will minister. You will heal. You will deliver. You will set the captive free. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit on this line tonight. This line will be charged with the Spirit of God, with the anointing of God, with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can declare this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. So now, Holy Spirit, go into the dungeon, go into the corners, into the crevice, every single area that needs to be touched. Come now, Holy Spirit, and touch. Touch, touch from the inside out, and display yourself openly tonight, we pray. Heavenly Father, we bow and we thank you right now as you come forth. Use us, use every single one of us tonight online. Open up our eyes, speak to us. We humble and we bow before you. Come now. Welcome, we declare. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. Psalms 103, verse 5. What is Psalms 103, verse 5 is saying? I just hear that in my spirit. I just hear Psalms 103 and I said, verse 5. He said, mama. Well, Psalms 103, verse 5 is talking about the wonders, the marvelous. He's telling us to remember. Somebody need to be reminded tonight of his marvelous words. Tanya, would you put that up in the chat? Psalms. Okay, wait a minute. I went over to Psalms 105. Okay, I went to Psalms 105, verse 5. Why would I go over there? I went to Psalms 105, verse 5, but I distinctly hear Psalms 103, verse 5. But Sonny also put up in the chat 105, verses 5. And let's go back over to 103, verses 5. So right now, I heard 103, verse 5, and then I end up over 105, verse 5. So Psalms 103, verse 5 says, who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Oh Lord. So that's Psalms 105, Psalms 103, verse 5. You know what the eagle does? When problems come, the eagle soars. Yeah, go right up into the sky and soars with an elevation, knowing that they don't have to worry about anything. They do not have to worry. Because everything that is needed, and no matter what they're going through, they can rest. 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 They can rest in the arm of the Lord Jesus Christ. They can rest in the arm of the Father. The Holy Spirit will lead. So here we are here right now. 103 verse 5. Let's rest. Just let's rest no matter what we're going through. Just let the Holy Spirit come now and renew our youth. Let us act or look or think, operate like the eagle tonight. Give it over to Jesus. Give it over to him. And let's also go over to 105 verse 5. Remember, it doesn't matter that the work that we need, call it marvelous work. Remember what the works that he did before. Remember that what happened. Oh, we re you know, actually last Sunday, how we just celebrate the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks right now that out of our mouth will flow rivers of living water. We talk about life and death is in the power of the tongue. So tonight we speak life and we call for the spirit of the eagle to come right now and to rest upon us. that we can soar tonight like the eagle. Heavenly Father, tonight we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray, and we say, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, tonight we bow before you. We cry out to you, Lord. Hold us in the palm of your hand. Send forth your holy angel to encamp around about us. Take us out of all our misery. Let us remember, be reminded of your word. Your word is life. There is life in the word. I always hear Jai Smile used to say that. And I was like, that, I didn't even know it was in the Bible until I started finding out a couple of years ago. John 6, 63, the words that we speak, they are life. So tonight we speak life. We speak to every single mountain tonight. And we command the mountain to move. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say, mountain, according to Mark 11, 23, 24, be moved. Be moved and be cast out into the sea. We have what we say. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever say to this mountain, whatever mountain we have, we command it to be removed and to be cast in the sea. And if we don't doubt, if we're not like doubtful Thomas tonight, whatever we speak out of our mouth, out of the abundance of the mouth, out of the heart, the mouth will speak. We believe that we receive in the mighty name of Jesus. When we speak it into existence, it will come to pass. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever you desire when you pray, remember the word of God is life. John, if I speak in the spirit, no interpretation. I am speaking based upon what I felt in my heart. And not only that, I am building up my spirit man. My spirit man needs to be built up. So I am building it up with my daddy. God Almighty, come and minister to Ruth Elizabeth tonight. Let her have that anointing to minister to your people. I cannot do it by myself. Your people know what they need. You know what they need. So, what are you going to do, Father? You are going to release what they need out of the realm of the spirit. And you're going to return it to earth. You said in your word. And I believe it is in, let me see here, Matthew 16. I think it's Matthew 16. Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the kingdom, the keys, KEYS, of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So what you loose on earth, it'll be loose in heaven. So tonight we come and we declare that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And we speak life out of our mouth. We hide ourselves behind the cross tonight. And we let our Jehovah Gibbah come forth. We let our Jehovah Gibbah come forth. We've been talking about Jehovah Gibbah. Let Jehovah Gibbah come forth. Lord God, mighty in battle, let him come forth. We can't do nothing without him. We can't do nothing without the Father God. We cannot do anything about ourselves, our lives. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, have to help us. We tonight, I come, I was coming out, and the Father God said, Need about Caleb. He told hey, Rama. He said he wants me to pray about finances. And I'm like, okay. And tomorrow, that's what we're going to be fasting about, our finances. So he was like, I said, really? Yeah, okay, finances. We did this fast before. He said, but I want you to do it again. So that means somebody needs a miracle from God. Somebody, Miss Johnson, Miss Johnson, Jackson, need a miracle from God. Need a miracle. Need a supernatural miracle from God. needs an awakening of the Holy Ghost, need a calling of the Spirit, need a life-changing touch of the Spirit, need finances out of the Spirit, need money to run after that. Let me tell you something. The Father told me that. That means somebody needs money tonight. Money is not evil. I have a book here that I used to minister from World Evangelism. Let me get my book. And we prayed about this before, and we're going to do another prayer tomorrow. Money is not evil. Money is not evil. Okay? What is evil about money is when you fall in love with it. The Bible says the lovers of money is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6:10. We have that. We have that tomorrow. We're going to be praying tomorrow. 1 Timothy 6:10. We're going to call money from the east, the west, north, and the south. Just like we said, Mark 11, 23, 24. We're going to speak to our mountains. We're going to speak to our poverty. Poverty in her life. And we are going to call our situation to be still, be null, be void. And we're going to say, money come it. Money come run after us. Supernatural finances we need. We need money to take care of our household. We need money to take care of the kingdom of God. This is not a joke thing. And the thing about it, and when you get that finances, you know how to actually, you know how to use God's money, right? Right, Mitch? You know how to use God's money, right? You know how to take that money. You know how to release that money. You know who to give it to, what soil to put it in. It is very, very, because there's a multiplication. When you read, I think it's Deuteronomy 1 verse 11, it says a thousand times. Look, I'm just calling these scriptures off of my head, okay? So you need to verify it. Sonny, you need to put it up there and make sure you check. Latte come amatela bokutira. Somebody, I'm telling you, I felt it in my heart today. The Spirit of God told me somebody need a supernatural financial touch. Me, I need it, honey child. You could talk about it. Because I'm supposed to go minister and I'm talking about it. I need finances to go,
Amen,
else. I told the
amen.
Father, what's going on? Turn off your phone. Or if you want to talk to me, talk to me. Deuteronomy 1 verse 11. Let me see if that's the right scripture. Don't put it up here, son. Let me verify it. The Lord God, the Father. See right it is. I'm not making it up. Make you a thousand times so many more as you are, and bless you. You see that? And bless you. Hey, my cuz, and bless, hey, my cuz, and bless you. Blessings from the east. You're looking beautiful. You better send me that hairstyle. Blessing from the east. Blessing, yeah, you need blessing, you need supernatural money, okay? The money, you need money, okay? You need fun. I see funds coming though. They coming, girl. I don't know if that's Arika. I don't know how she pronounced her name, but financial supernatural miracle. Hey girl, I want you to put it in the text. I want you to put it in the chat, Arika. I don't know if I'm spelling your name right. Welcome aboard, put it in the chat. If you need someone to stand, we are powerful intercessors over here. To stand. Sonia, stand with her. Tamika, stand with her, Sonia. Stand with it. Stand with it. We need finances. The Father said, financial supernatural miracle. We need I look, I can't do it. I have no clue. But I'm seeing money rolling out of heaven, honey. Don't you dare worry about what's going on in Washington. Don't give a rat's nest about Washington, honey. Washington is confused right about now. It was already prophesied in the Word of God that Washington was going to mess up. Let me tell you something. We are living in, oh my gosh, Matthew 24. These things have to happen. You have to be like a Joseph. Go read about the book of Joseph in, I think it's in Genesis. Joseph stored up. Joseph stored up for, oh Lord. And when the people leave from Egypt, go there, Joseph had the wealth because Joseph heard from God. Look, I don't know what I'm saying and I don't know what I'm doing, but I see finances and I want it. I want some millions, billions. Girl, cuz I don't know what nobody. I am not going to be cocky and I'm not going to be rude and I'm not going to be stupid. I need money. The wealth of the sinner is later for the just. Bull crap. I need finances. Bull, chicka crap. I need money, okay? Owe the creditors some money and see if they ain't gonna come take your stuff. Go out and buy a new car, okay? And talk about you can't pay the bill. You hear me, my cuz? You ain't gonna have no money and you call the creditors. Hey, guess what? You don't even have to call the creditors nowadays because they know where your car located at. They're gonna come get you. Birdie, Berna. No. If you look outside and say, oh my God. What's going on there? Let me tell you, I seen some stuff, honey. You can't say, oh my God, what's my car? The gold dealers come pick up your gold dog. They gonna come get your gold digger. Go get your gold hey go car. Okay? And please live in your house and don't want to pay the mortgage. Talk about you got some house. Go over there and decorate. I'm gonna have to be like Kenneth, it's Joyce, Ruth, whatever they call me. You drop from sky to rabbi. I'm like, whatever. You know why? The man got some sense. I don't give away the whole shop. I understand. And not everybody can be like Ruthie. I don't give away the whole shop. And he said, you know what? You're gonna have to hold on to something. No, that's wisdom. Joseph stored up into the storehouse. Then when the little grandfather, brothers and sisters, his brothers, them come and see him, the one that tried to kill him. And what he said, don't cry, babies. It was just for such a time as this. Just like Esther. You are a Joseph. Look, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Go read the Bible for yourself. Honestly, I don't know the Bible. Honestly, I just minister by the Holy Spirit. Honestly, I just want to hear from the Holy Spirit. Honestly, last week I was jacked up and mashed up and beat up. All part of me hurting, head hurting, back hurting, nose hurting. And I'm like, Lord God Almighty, why am I over here praying for everybody? And they getting healed. What about me? Oh God, I can't be reminded. You know what? It doesn't make no sense for me to go out and get high and go to parties because ain't no high like the Holy Ghost. Yes, you're gonna make noise and you're gonna argue and you're gonna cry, but I'm gonna tell you at the end of the day, honey, there ain't no high like the Holy Spirit high. So we just gotta cry and turn over and straighten back up and get up and smile and just move on because what? Honestly, we are human beings. And I know we're gonna mess up. But I thank God that I have a daddy and not my father that died. I'm glad I don't have one like that. I have a daddy who's gonna say, you know what, you messed up. Ruthie or whatever they wanna call me, Joyce or whatever, nigga naps, grandfather clock, whatever they wanna call me. You messed up, girl. You messed up. But let me tell you something. Even in your messing or in your messed up stage, I am going to be here for you. I'm already here for you. According to Ephesians, he said, before the foundation of the earth, in Ephesians 1, he said, you were predestined before the foundation of the earth. And if I was predestined, that means whatever I need or needed is already there. Because predestination means I arrive at my destination. Predestination. I'm going to a destination, but it's a predesty, and I'm coming into my destination. If I'm going to 115 and I'm predestined to go to 115, I'm walking up to 115. And 115 is waiting for me because they know that I'm going to be arriving at 115. Number 15. Because I was already predestined, mean I have an appointment. I already predestined. And they know that, hey, I'm calling you, Ruth. We have an appointment. At room 115. Okay, at what time are we gonna have the appointment? 115. What time? January 15. Really? 2015. All 15s. We gonna end up put 15s up on this, and I don't know what 15 mean. 15 just come up in my spirit. We're gonna maybe 15,000. Maybe somebody need 15,000, because I know I need a couple of thousand. It's more than 15. But if somebody wanna call me and give me, if it's even $15, oh God Almighty, do you think I'm gonna tell you that I don't need that $15? You think I'm gonna be stupid enough to tell you I don't need it? Oh yeah, pfft. You want my Zelle? You want to have my Zelle? And then I'm gonna say, you know what? Put it through my Zelle, to the church or my Cash App, because they were them people over PayPal taking out percentage. You gotta know how to negotiate. Look, I'm learning some skills. Negotiation skills. So now I arrive at 15. Oh, you're early. Oh yeah, you said 115, so I'm here 112. I arrive on my predestination 115. So they open the door and say, come on in, my 115. Wow. And we interviewed and we talk and we get the job. And I walk out 125. Being hired on my 115 appointment. What's going on with somebody tonight? Do you guys need $15,000? That's what's going on. You got a car that is on the parking lot, and they said you're gonna have to bring down $15,000 to put in to get this car, or what with 15? I have no clue. I don't know. All I can say tonight, somebody need money. Karen, somebody need money. Church needs money. The bills need to be paid, Karen. Life need to be changed. Healing need to come forth in the family, Karen. Supernatural. Put it in the chat, Karen, and let us believe God with you tonight. What is going on in your ear? What's going on in your Christendom? Where is your location? Is your location on fire, Karen? Does your family need a miracle? What is going on? Why is this drawing in my spirit? What is going on? Do are any kind of trouble in the family spectrum? Something is not right. Something is not right. Put it in the chat, baby. Just don't be calling me tomorrow, because tomorrow I have a long appointment, and I'm giving up that I work now from 9. Or from say 8:30 to 2. I'm getting liberated. I need some time to relax and put some things into, you know, what'd you say? Put some things, what would I say? I don't want to get too broad and so broad. Put some things in line. Try to spend some time with Jesus. Go outside and sit down and reminisce with him. Because he is the only one who have the ideas that need to come forth. I don't. I have no clue. But all I know that somebody on this line tonight is jacked up in their finances. And I know I'm jacked up in my finances, but it's just not me alone, honey. Somebody need a supernatural miracle. So I see cars. I see homes. I see student visas. Student visas. Ooh. Somebody needs student visa? Or somebody need a visa? Whoa. See unpaid loans? Supernatural loans for students? That's what it is. Student loans that's backed up and jacked up. People calling you on a constant basis. Could be for me or for anybody else, but that is what I'm seeing. Finances, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Money coming. God will give you wealth. Ecclesiastic 5:19. Wealth. When somebody say you're wealthy. Go look up the word wealthy and see what that means. Put yourself in it. A wealth transfer. Look at the word wealthy, Google wealthy, and put your name in it. Insert your name. I, Ruth Elizabeth, walking in wealth. I, Ruth Elizabeth, walking in the fear of the Lord. I, Ruth Elizabeth, those are the things. I, Ruth Elizabeth, as predestined before the foundation of the earth. I, Ruth Elizabeth, have more than enough. I, Ruth Elizabeth, will not be ashamed. The windows of heaven will be opening up upon me, and I will move strategically. Money is going to run after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will store up like the ant. Father, open my mind, open my intellect, open my eyes, God. Let me see. Let me see the condition of my heart, the condition of my mind. Let me walk in love, because even though the connection is coming, and if I'm not walking love, nothing is going to make sense. Father, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if I'm supposed to be here, it's to your kingdom. You own everything, Lord. You own the Genesis 1:31 said everything you created was, oh my, okay, it's very good. Very good. It didn't say it's good, it said it's very good. Lord God Almighty, my God, my God, my God, what is going on? Open up the floodgate, Lord Jesus. Open up the floodgate, Lord God. Open up the floodgate. Let the water flow, God Almighty. Let the river flow, God. Let the river flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow, mighty God. Let it flow. Let the river flow. Let the anointing flow. Let the supernatural come forth. Let the eyes of the wicked be closed and do not come near my dwelling. Let them pass by and do not touch my street. Let the finances of gold run after me and overshadow me. Let my basket be filled. Let I'm not be this, like a disgrace. I used to remember one time when I was going through some stuff, and I used to, I think it was Isaiah 54. And I used to say, Father God, I do not want to be a disgrace. Please, God, do not let me be a disgrace. Do not let me be embarrassed. And I let those scriptures work for me. In Isaiah 54:17, I let it work for me. No weapon that form against me shall prosper. And when I'm going out, Lord God, into areas like for anything to do with any kind of disaster, I send for the holy angels to go forth in the place. I call it seasoning. That means they will go in and season the place before I get there. They will charge. I call for the fire of heaven to come down and to move mountains, Lord God Almighty. The word of God said, money answereth all things. Money answereth all things. That's okay. But I better know God's word. I better know God's word. I better know his word. So I put his word before that. I put his love before that. I put his joy before that. I put his peace before that. And then I ask God to look, actually anoint my fingers with oil, anoint them and bless them. Anoint my basket. Open up the windows of heaven. Open up doors that no man cannot shut. Close the one that needs to be closed. I look at my fingers and I said, my fingers fight. My fingers war. I ask God to touch my hands. I ask God to anoint my fingers. I ask God to anoint my eyes. I ask him to anoint my eyes that I may be able to see. I ask him to lead me and guide me. I ask you, Lord Jesus, you got to talk to him. You got to talk to him. And then you got to remember that he give you. He is the one who established you. Remember the Lord thy God. He is the one that give you the ability to produce wealth. Wealth, wealth, wealth transfer, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. I put my hand over my head. Y'all can put your hand over your head and ask God to give you supernatural eyes. Ask God to give you supernatural information. Ask God to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. And ask God to attack that. Ask God, ask God, ask God. I need a miracle. I need a miracle. I need a miracle. I need a miracle. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Wow. So 4, 5, 2. And these are different parts of a home. Sonia, put that down in the chat. The 4, 5, 2. Those are different numbers in a home. Hey, and remember what the word of God said? Sonna, look up that scripture. Because right now I am in a wave. Put that scripture under the 4, 5, 2. And under that scripture, find it and put it under there. Oh my God, he said he has promised to bless your food. And your water. Again, one more time. He said he has promised to bless your food and your water. Once again. And at this point, I see the torch is like a lamp in. The fire is coming out of this lamp. And he said, in this blessing, it's a torch. Listen, this is a supernatural vision. It is a torch. And if you would believe the word of the Lord by him saying, he promised to bless your food and your water. When the enemy comes in like a flood, this torch, this fire that I'm seeing, this yellow t fire in this torch like a lamp, he said he's gonna smash it. And when he smash it, you are going to get a supernatural breakthrough. Now, this 4, 5, 2, those are symbols. I have to go and look what those symbols means. I know four. I know five is favor. I have to go back and look over those numbers. I know without a shadow of a doubt that five is favor. And I don't want to give out any misinterpretation, but I know five is favor. Four and two, I have an idea, but I want to make sure that I'm going to go look it up and make sure in my notes and in my symbol chart. Or you can even go and look it over for yourself also. I mean, when we come back again, if we go back over this and revisit this, I know five is favor. We could revisit this. Tonight is very prophetic. And I'm also in water. I'm also in water. I'm really washing in water right now. The water is is real blue. Sonny, I want you to put these things down, because when I get out of this, I won't be remembering, unless, because I know it's anyway, it's on it's been recording. I'm in water, and that water actually is blue. Now the Father is saying that's a washing of the word. The word is actually washing you in that water. So I need this, you need this. This is supernatural. This is prophetic. So every single night, or every single day, or every single morning, throughout the day, whatever, just repent and ask God. Just keep your mind stable. Keep your mind on Him. Don't be too far away from Him. And He's saying to forgive quickly. That means do not go to bed with anger in your heart or in your mind or anything. Just have a clean hands and a pure heart, that if you should go home to Jesus, you will be with Him. That is what I'm saying. That is what I'm relaying, based on what I'm hearing. So let the water wash us. And that water is the cleansing, the Word of God coming in, cleansing you and me. That way we can be fit for His use. The water is so blue. And when we go down in that water, it feels cool and refreshing. It's like the water is just so refreshing. It's refined. And you should see me in this water. See yourself in the water, taking your refreshing bath in this water, from your head to your toe, just being washed in the Word of God. Because the Word of God is cleansed. It cleanses you. The Word of God is like a cleanser. It's not like a cleanser. Thank you, Father. It is the cleanser. It is the scouring pot. It is the refining fire when you speak the word over yourself. It is not a dictatorship. It's just a way of life. And once you start walking in the word and living the word, nothing will bother you. You won't worry about nothing. And the sweetest part about it is when you start walking in love. Oh, what a peaceful presence of the Holy Spirit. What a joy divine to be saturated in His blood, to be saturated in His arm, to be caressed in His love. What a peaceful moment in Him. Joy and tranquility come only through Him. Holy Spirit, you are the God of the more than enough. You're the divine. You're the peaceful intercessor. You know when to be peaceful, and you know when to go out and roar like a lion. Holy Spirit, you don't dictate. You are just the one that caressed, and you are gentle, and you lead, and you guide. And, I try to open my eyes, but I'm going upon the mountain. I am going upon the mountain. And we're going to be like that eagle in Psalms 103, verse 5, that we wrote down here tonight. So we soar like the eagle. And we get washed with hyssop. And we are cleansed, and we are white as snow. So let us soar together once more time. Let's embrace the sky in Him tonight. Let us speak into the atmosphere and watch that atmosphere multiply into the things that is good, saith the Lord. So we pray, we're talking about Deuteronomy 1, verse 11, for a thousand times. So whatever we give, whatever we do, whatever we sow, whatever we hold on to, always remember giving it, holding on to it, whatever. Look to God for a thousand refund, not to man, but to Him for 1,000 refund, return on our giving at all times. Creator of heaven and earth, we bow now before you. And we pray, Lord. And we thank you for you are the giver of life. We thank you that because you are the sustainer of all things. We thank you that you come and we plead the blood of Jesus over every single one of our doorposts. We thank you that our streets are covered with your blood. Our homes, our cars, everywhere we go is completely saturated in the blood of Jesus. We thank you that we wait upon you, Lord. Because we know, Lord God, that without a shadow of a doubt, you give it to us more than enough. The supernatural run after us, overtake us, and overshadow us. We are living in the land of the supernatural. We declare that your kingdom come and your will be done. We take it out of the heaven and release it on the earth. We bind every calamity, everything that's not of you. We break it now. And we walk out into the sunset, right over into the water of life. And we declare that we are clean and we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Come now, Father God, and wash us. Wash us clean from the inside out. Open now the windows of heaven and pour out the supernatural. Let us always be the head and not the tail. Going over and not under, always abounding and abiding in every good works. Multiplication we receive. Multiplication we declare. Every demonic source must bow. When we show up, they must flee. Every demonic source must cry out and run when we show up. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will break the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Father God, that our fingers become fingers of war, and we go in and we dig out every element and every onslaught of the demonic force tonight. And we say, you must bow under the voice or under our voice, over our mouth. We speak into the atmosphere and we trample. We put our foot and we put it on the neck and we squeeze out every life and say, you will not touch us. And we are not fearful of your device because we know that you are a hit and miss. And the word of God declare that you go around seeking whom you may devour. And you are a lookalike. We know that. You are a rerun. We know that. We know that Jesus took the keys and gave it over to us. We know this. We see it in Colossians 2, where Jesus whooped your butt, and make a show of you openly. We know this. We read in Revelation where you were kicked out of heaven. So that's why you come down here not trying to raise havoc. But we know that 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 we know, and you know that we know. And that's why. You are going around and acting up and look alike, but we're not fearful of your devices. We are the king's kid. We rule and we reign with our brother Jesus. Romans said that we are here to God and we are joined here with Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. We represent the kingdom of God on this earth. We are ambassadors for the heavens, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are here only on assignment, and when our time is up, we will go back to the Father. We will continually praise Him every single day. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter. We will praise Him anyhow. From this day forward, we repent. We ask God to forgive us. We will not go around running around like beggarly elements. We will thank Him in the good times and in the bad times because we know the Word of God said the heavens and the earth is His. We know the word said wealth and riches is in His house. We know that He placed everything in our hands. He gave us the keys to the kingdom. We know that He said that when He leaves, He's going to send a comforter. And the comforter is going to lead and guide us and show us the things to come. He's going to lead us and guide us into all truth. That simply means we need you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for being in our presence tonight. We thank you. We praise you and we worship you. Lamokile Kalamana. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My God, as we close our eyes and as we soar like the eagles, we will rest. Rest in His arms tonight. We will just rest. It doesn't matter what it may look like or how it may go, we will rest. I thank you, Father. We rejoice tonight as we rest. We rest. Rest, Verna, rest. Rest, rest. Just put your hand over your heart and just rest. Michelle, rest. Rest, just rest. Just rest. Karen. Is that how you pronounce your name? Karen, Carren. Just rest. Just rest. Tamika, just rest. Marie, rest. Marika, just rest. Just rest, Sonia, rest. Rest, Ruthie, rest. Just rest. Show rest. But just need to just rest. Tamar, just rest. Just need. I just hear the word rest. I just hear the word rest. I just hear the word rest. Just rest in Him. Just rest. You gotta look up the word rest and see what it means. You got to rest. Your pressure might be going up if you're not resting. You got to rest. You gotta put your hand over your heart and you gotta just say rest. It's like a the heart just racing like a pressure cooker. Oh my God. Karen, rest, Karen, rest, 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 rest. Oh my God, rest. Rest, honey. My God. Wait a minute. Don't move. Just don't move. Don't move. Don't move. I gotta pray for you, Karen. I gotta pray. I gotta pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, I like that gentle rest. But I gotta get off of the gentle rest because I gotta go back over to Ken right now because I got girl, you know what? I just want you to put your hand up, girl, right now, and I just want you to cry out to God this night, and I want you to just breathe it over to Him. I want you to take deep breath. I want you to breathe it in three times. There, just go right now. If you had your oil, if you had your anointing oil, and if you don't have it, I am going to get my oil, right? And I'm gonna standing in the gap with you. I'm gonna put it on my fingers, okay? And this is heavy. This is very heavy. And if you don't have it, and when you get off the phone, just pat it from the right. From the right to the left, from the right to the left, just pat your forehead and just trust God. And I'm gonna pray right now, and I'm just gonna and put do the same thing, Verna. Put your hand. Every single person who have their mind feel like it's just if you feel like your head, just feel heavy. Just put your hand there, right there, right there. And I'm gonna pray right now. And I'm just going to release that heaviness right now. And I command that heaviness, like one, it's not a sinus problem, but it just feel like a heaviness from here, from the right up, especially up in the nose here. It's just so heavy. We just command that to go in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank it. There it goes. Yes, thank you. There it is. Yeah. Hey, go now. There it is. It's gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Say freedom in the spirit. Freedom in the spirit. That's what it's all about. The Holy Spirit give the information. Glory to God. And once He give that information and you release that information, you get free. You just get set free. You just get free. You can just feel that freedom just gone. I'm gonna tell you, and it just feels so good. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's about the Holy Spirit giving information. That's why it's so important that you get hooked up in the right place with the right people, hearing from the Spirit of God, not from man. And just, praise God. That feels good, huh, Karen? I tell you, I felt it. I felt it. I felt it. I felt, yes. Glory. I feel that free. I feel that freedom, Karen. I feel it. Just a peace. Just a peace over the line. Just yes, I mean, where it just like, oh. We on to something. We love Jesus and Jesus love us. All we had to do is just walk in the spirit. Yes, Vernon. You passed all over there. You passed up. Smell the spirit. Walk in the spirit. Bless the spirit. Thank the Holy Spirit. Amen. That was a demonic source that come in to oppress and to depress. But we slap it out tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes. Just like that. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel it. I love you guys. That was so good. Fire. Yes, Tanya. Fire. I
I tell you, I feel like I'm a pastor. It was like liquid, absolutely liquid fire. I felt the fire of God on the line when he told me, and I said, yes, fire from the east, the west, fire from the north, yes, fire from the south, yes, fire. The supernatural fire. Yes, go ahead, Karen. You praise him. You give him thanks. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful night. We'll be back on Thursday because Thursday, not everybody's on Thursday, but Thursday night we come on and we pray for the nation. We're not praying about government. We're not Republican or Democrat. We are Jesus folks, and we praying for the nation. That's our assignment. And guess what? The Father had me on an assignment. Listen to this. I'm gonna get out the phone next week, Wednesday. Anybody, we're gonna be fasting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're gonna come back Friday night. Let me tell you what the Father told me, and we're going to meet. And we're going to break it in the spirit. Let me go down and get an instruction. I can write it down. And if you want to be a part of this 3-day fast, text me or go on the site, the website, and put it under the Holy Tabernacle and say you want to be a part of the fast. It is going to be, I can't even find my instruction, but it's going to be, let me see if I can find my stuff. Because I read it down in my phone. It is going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we are going to break it on Friday night. Let me see something here. Where is the stuff? Oh. I'm okay. I feel good. Nah. Eee. I can't find it, but I know I got it. Yeah. Holy. Here it is. The Holy Spirit. See. I had it like a couple of days ago, maybe 2 days ago. The Holy Spirit said for me to fast 3 days from the 15th to the 17th. And then we are going to break the fast on Friday. That's next week, the 17th. If you can't make it, it's fine, but I know we have to break it. The Father, the Holy Ghost. And listen what the fast is going to be on. You better try to make this fast, baby. It's going to be. Cover your house with the blood of Jesus. Hey. That's all we're gonna fast about, them 3 days. The blood. Your household is your generation. Meaning, whoever who is living in your house, and I have period. Full stop. Very important. Make it all right, make it or break it. Next week, Wednesday, we're gonna fast. But we say 3 days fast. How come you didn't tell me what time? Wow, I ain't getting no instruction on the time. We just say 3 day fast. And so I now have to go consult him now. What time is it gonna be from 6 to 6? Whatever time, but I know we fasting and we're gonna break that fast at 6 p.m. So we may be fasting 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then we may be fasting on water and fruits or whatever. I don't know. I don't have that part. Look, if you cannot fast without having food or water, fast TV, fast social media, fast something. It is about us and our family. It's about us. That means something is getting ready to happen. And we need our house to be covered with the blood. Hey, that's up to you. I'm just saying. You want to be on it? I'm not brainwashing anybody because I'm not God. We just following the instruction. Now you know over here at the Holy Tabernacle, when the Father speaks here, things happen. We're not hype up, we're not blind up, and we're not making stuff up. We just be led by the Spirit. This place is a spiritual place. This is a spiritual house. Yes, sir. Yeah, we may not be out there jumping up and carrying all like them other folks. But we got results over here. And we got testimonies upon testimonies. So we're not hyping or we're not biping. We just know when the Holy Spirit speaks. Next week, Wednesday, 15th, and then on the 17th, and we break our fast. I mean, we have to come together and break it on Friday at 6 p.m. And the topic is, that's the best thing that ever happened. Cover your house with the blood of Jesus. This is gonna be nice. Hey, I love you guys. I'm high, but I'm going to my bed, okay? I'm high. I'm very high. I could go on for the whole week ministering like this on this fire. There is a fire, and it's burning in my soul. There is a fire, and it's only Jesus that can make me whole. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, and saturate my being, saturate my soul. Come now, Lord Jesus. Come now and make us whole. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and we trust that you are going to just place your fingers upon our forehead and you're going to have the Holy Spirit to come in and minister to us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet and let your supernatural blood come, yes, and flow down our head all the way and wrap us. Yes. What a joy. What a peace. What a heavenly Savior divine. And we love you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we love you. All three of you are one. Talk to you guys soon. Hey, yes, Karen. I know. I know. She over there having a ball. She rejoicing. And one of them over there passed out. She can't even move. But that's what the Holy Spirit does. And I love you guys. God bless. Hey.